Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, which is the today is the 18th of October of 2022. I am your host, the Miracle Man, tonight, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is great to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning into the broadcast. I'm grateful that you would decide to tune into the broadcast tonight. I really am. It's not just something that I say. And it's great to have you wherever you may be tuning in from, whatever country, whatever city you may be tuning in from, whether it be here in the United States or abroad somewhere. And we have listeners who tune in from many different countries, including some of the Muslim ones. I'm talking about places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. And it's so cool that we got people tuning in from all these different places to hear the gospel. And that's just a great thing when they tune in to hear this. And it really is a wonderful, beautiful and wonderful thing. And I want people to keep tuning in to the broadcast. Amen. I do. So, last night, after we signed off, I went down to Midland Community Stadium where they had the Midland Marching Showcase that generally happens every fall. What it is it is an event where different marching high school marching bands from across the region will come and do something like what they would do at their halftime. Some of these bands will do something rather different from what they did at halftime. Now, it was showcase was supposed to be last Wednesday. However, it was rained out. So they decided to try again last night. I was glad they did it last night, even though last night it was super cold. It was very cold. And guess what, Kaylee? The band kids didn't even have coats on. They just had their uniforms. And in my mind, if it's a required performance, they should be allowed to wear their coats or a blanket or something, especially since it's not optional, it's required. Because it makes sense that it's required, doesn't it? Because technically, if you're in band, it also takes up one of your class periods. So in a sense, these required performances are essentially like tests, aren't they? Like that might have a coat on it. Like that might have a coat that comes with it, maybe. When it's raining, but it's light enough that they can still perform, you mean? When? Right. Because, well, I love them, and they did do a great job last night. Midland did a great job. When I had gotten down there after I did the show, Central, Bay City Central was taking the field. They just did some based on popular culture. I forgot what they said the theme was all about. Midland did one based on game shows. Like The Price is Right. They did Jeopardy, asked a question, 11 to something they were doing from Stranger Things. And then they did Wheel of Fortune, which led into something else. And then they did Price is Right. So it was a pretty cool thing. Now, Dow decided to do something based on Mexico, you know, a certain place in Mexico with Dow Airlines, which is not a real airline, nonetheless. But their show kind of just went into oblivion, which I thought was kind of odd. Because, like, when I was leaving the stadium, seemed to me like it just kind of went off into oblivion. And I don't know if it was supposed to do that or what on earth happened there. But three bands I got to see were pretty neat. There were bands that went before them. And last year I didn't get to make it because I was in Clarksville. At the Holy Spirit Conference. Speaking of Holy Spirit Conference, this week is the Amarillo Holy Spirit Conference in Amarillo, Texas. You can go online to marktbarclay.com to stream it. I will be streaming throughout the conference live at various times throughout it. And I'm looking forward to see what God does down there in Amarillo. So it's a cool thing. When God moves. It's a great thing when God moves. And that's what I'm expecting God to do in Amarillo. But the people who are there at the conference have to be expecting God to move. And guess what else? There will, in fact, be a Clarksville, Tennessee Holy Spirit Conference next year. The timing of it's kind of funny because it goes from the 4th of April to the 7th of April, and April 7th is Good Friday. I'm sure there's a reason for why it's that way, but I don't know what it is. I think it could be cool. I really do. It really could be a great and cool thing as to as for it being, you know, a week of Easter. It's hard to tell whether the dates will stay as that or if they'll be changed. We will have to wait and see as the time gets closer. Another, and there's something I have to tell you about that I think is kind of odd in the world of weather right now. There was snow. It snowed as much as 18 inches in certain parts of the UP in the last couple days. Did you hear about that, Kaylee?
Yes, I did. My cousin lives in UP.
Where at?
I don't know what part.
Did she live in the path of it or not? Or was she a little ways from it? What? She lives like right in the eye of that path. Were they snowed in, or were they snowed in, or did it melt?
I haven't asked them, so I don't know exactly, but I do know how much it snowed.
It's hard to tell how much of it melted.
Right, I'm sure it's probably melted by now.
Like some of it, you mean, or?
I don't know. I feel like probably the portion of it would be melted. I'm not sure. I remember
one time we had gotten 6 inches in late March. Or like 5 inches or so, and by the next day, no, basically the same day, it had basically all, just about all melted. Remember that? So you imagine it was probably something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Wonder if we have any more snow coming this week.
If we do, it would be tonight or tomorrow night. And then we have a warm front coming in for the weekend, and if you're thinking, oh, it's just going to be like this straight up every day from here on out till we get to like March or April, well, we got a weekend coming that calls for at least one day of 70 plus on Sunday. Up here in Michigan, we have that. What? What are your kids that are excited for the snow?
Are you excited for the snow? No?
Or
do you
want to
be in Florida?
They want to go to Florida. That's what.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they do. I don't see why some... I guess I can kind of see why some people love... ice fishing and those different winter activities, but aside from like once or twice a year, my question becomes this, why? Or even if you do it multiple times a year, do when I'm closer to Christmas, assuming that it's going to be colder around Christmas. Yeah, and because I feel like Christmas, in my mind, is the one time that it should be cold. By cold, I don't mean 40 degrees. By cold, I mean like 20s. Like 32 during the day, and then like 20... 18 in the middle of the night period. Maybe 16 even in the middle of the night period. Because in my mind, that's what a cold day around Christmas should be like. Obviously, everyone's going to have their own interpretation. I don't know about what the records are, but I feel like the 18 inches for October 17th has to be possibly a state record. Kaylee, do you feel like that's a state record? Just for the date? Or are you even talking for the earliest in a season to have so much? So you feel like it might be the Michigan State record, which in my mind, in that case, you just go, wow. And people will say, well, global warming. Oh, the ice caps are melting. The precious little ice caps. We're going to use that precious ice cap. Like the ice caps are the pride and joy they make it sound like. Really? I don't want to play with an ice cap. I'd break it first. Because I bet you that ice cap is probably below zero, don't you? Do you feel like if you were to try to touch it, it could break you? I guess I don't plan to find out either. Like, even if I tried a chainsaw, I bet you would still feel the cold coming from it, wouldn't you? But those ice caps are so big that you can't just go up to them and chainsaw them. You know, because they're on the poles. It would probably freeze. So when the media, and they say things like, I mean, when you've got the media on and they are saying things like the hurricanes are more destructive because of global warming and this idea of we have to save the earth for generations and generations and generations and generations for your grandpa's grandpa, for your grandchildren's 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 great-grandchildren's great-grandchildren for the next 1,000 years or 2,000 years or whatever. I got a verse for you. I mean, let me say it this way. You know what? Here's a bit of a news flash for you. God is going to destroy the earth. God is going to destroy the earth. As we know. He is. Like, not while we're on it. But he is going to destroy it. That's what my pastor says, Kaylee.
Really?
Yeah, it's true though. Yeah, because he is. So why should we? I mean, I get trying to be, you know, it's great, you know, to be good stewards of our environment and things like that. You know, and it's nice to be able to breathe and things like that. In places like Brazil and China. In some of those cities, you can't breathe. At least here, we can breathe. You know, but at the same time, this idea of keep trying to save the entire planet, well, God's going to destroy it. Right? And there won't be any technology that they could come up with that'd be able to stop him from it. And this idea of, oh, we got to dim the sun. Really? Dim the sun? Cancel the sun? What? Why? We need the sun. You know, it's good for us. If all you see is darkness every day in your life, if all you see is pure darkness every day you go outside and what have you, no light coming in, you know, like natural light. It can really be depressing. So we need it. There's, you know, health reasons amongst other reasons why we actually need it. So there's no getting the fruits and vegetables and that without it either. You know, if you just get all sun, no rain. I mean, if you just if you just get all rain, no sun, always cloudy, that's not good. So, but anyhow, I was just saying, you know, the whole thing about, as I was saying, though, right when they're all screaming about, you know, about how climate change is making, you know, the summers hotter and stuff, yet we just possibly set a record for earliest snowstorm of like 18 inches. Wow. I mean, in April, the biggest snowstorm in the history of Detroit, you know what month that came in, Kaylee? April. Of like the 1890s or whatever. It came in April. Like April 7th or so. April 5th. April 7th. And it was 25 inches. But in October, yeah, 25 inches or so, 24 inches, something like that. But here's the thing. The ground is going to be warmer generally in October than it is in April from all the warmth of the summer and early fall, where in the spring, in April, it's warming up. The ice and, you know, the ground is could still, in some winters, be in the process of unfreezing sometimes. So that can make a difference too. And that's what makes me look at this thing and go, wow, it's even more astonishing. Now, if it was like a one-inch thing up there, then I could go, maybe, yeah, I'm sure they've had a one-inch thing up there in that part right now. I'm sure. Detroit, no way. Maybe like just on the other side of Harvest Day, like even November 2nd, November 3rd, November 5th, something like that, yeah. We've had years where November, we could have joked and said Snowvember. Up here, for example, year that was like that up in this part of Michigan would have been 1995. Nearly 30 inches of snow fell in November of 95. Maybe it was 18 inches or something like that. But through various storm systems, pushed it there. At the time, though, I was a six-year-old and might have not had the idea. And if it was doing that now, then I would certainly call it Snowvember. I would, if it was doing like that. Yeah, I don't want a repeat of... That's one thing from the 1990s, folks, that I do not want repeated. I do not want that repeated. Enough of that. Okay. Now, to warm it back up, I'll remind you of a couple things real quick. First of all, before we get into a couple songs and then get into the Word of the Lord and then a sports update. I want to remind you first about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. My mom was led by God to write that book. And we believe God that people will read that book. People will buy the book, they'll read it, they'll share it with others. We believe God for that. We believe, God, that it will increase your faith as you go through that book, read about the different miracles that God did in my life. And you know what? God's not done with me. I know he is not done with me. He's not done. Well, Miracle Man, how do you know for sure? Well, for one, I have faith in Jesus. I keep believing God that I'm going to see the full manifestation of my eyesight and my complete healing and restoration. How else do you know? Well, I'm still breathing. I'm not dead. And the way I look at it, if I'm not dead, God isn't done with me. There is a reason that God has kept me on this earth. Yes, there is. And it's not a maybe. I know so. I have great confidence in God. That to say, go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. So that Rivers of Miracles is R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com. It's an I, not a Y. Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles, miracles.com, to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. And I'm believing God for you to get blessed. And it's not something that I'm going to sit here and take lightly, because I want you to get blessed. Amen. And I want you to read the book. I want to see your faith increase. Hallelujah. I want to see your faith increase so that you can receive the things that you are believing God for in your own life. Amen. Yes. There's another thing that I want to tell you about really quick. That is the PayPal. Yes, you can sow your seed into the PayPal. You can sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. Where'd you go, Kaylee? What was out there? Oh, sorry. Oh, nonetheless, you folks, if this show has been a blessing into your life, I pray it has been. Been doing this for 5 years. I've really been enjoying doing this. Listeners, I hope that you've been enjoying it too. Whether you are a newbie, whether you've been tuning in the full 5 years or on and off or whatever the case may be, I pray that this has encouraged you. And you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And know this. This program, when you sow into this program, it is great ground. It's great ground. Because we're about touching people's lives here. We're about seeing people saved, seeing people delivered, seeing people set free healed. Miracles happening for the people tuning into the program. That's what it's all about. And you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the program. When you sow your seed, I pray over that seed. And it's not just some nonchalant. I honestly pray over that seed that you sow. Because I want to see you blessed. Amen. Now, there is a verse that I want to share so you can show your seed. And the verse that I want to give to you tonight is, wherefore, my God, is it able to make all things abound toward me through every good work? Not one good work, not two good works, every good work. Amen. Now I want to sing a couple songs, and then I want to pray, and then after I sing and pray, I want to get into the word of the Lord. God, we live for you. You have called us from the darkness, called us into glorious. God, we live for you. We live for you. God, we live for you. We run. Passion for your name, we run. We run. Turn as we run. Our God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. We run to you, we run. We are a chosen generation, rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. You have called us out of darkness into light so glorious. God, we live for you. We run. The passion for your name, we run. We run. Coming to you, we run. Our God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. We run to you, we run. We are the chosen generation. Rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. You have called us out of darkness into light so glorious. God, we live for you. Our God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. Our God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. Our God will not be moved. Our God will never be shaken. We run to you, we run. We are the chosen generation. Rise up, holy nation. God, we live for you. You have called us out of darkness into light so glorious. God, we live for you. We live for you. God, we live for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall with all of my life. Your love has been true, and with all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall with all of my life. Your love has been true, and with all of my life, I will worship you. I will sing of all you've done, and I remember how far you carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. I would sing of all you've done, and I remember how far you carried me from beginning till the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. Until the end. Until the end. You are faithful. You are faithful, Lord. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship you. Surely your goodness and mercy follow me. They follow me. Surely your goodness and mercy, they follow me. They follow me. Oh, yes. There won't be a day that you're not by my side. There won't be a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There won't be a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. You spoke the earth into motion. You are my strength. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. What could I say? What could I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. What could I say? What could I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. So I walk upon salvation, your spirit alive in me, my life to declare your promise, my soul now to stand. Oh, yes. So what could I say? What could I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. What could I say? What could I do but offer this heart, oh God, completely to you? Completely to you, my God. Completely to you. So I stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am, is yours. I stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am, is yours. I stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am, is yours. All I am is yours. All I am is yours. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are yours. We are yours tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you tonight. Praise you tonight. Thank you, Master. We give you everything tonight. We surrender all for you. Thank you, Master. We trust you tonight. We believe in you tonight. We know that you are our God. Thank you that you are moving in our midst. For us. Thank you tonight. You're calming the storms of life for these listeners tonight. That whatever these storms are that we're dealing with, may they cease and may peace come to these people. Peace be still. And I thank you, Master, for you moving. Thank you that you're moving in the lives of every one of these listeners tonight. That you are meeting them right where they are. Thank you that you know what they have need of. That you are meeting every one of their needs tonight. Because you know what they need, even when I don't. And pray. Thank you, Master, for our time we have in the Word tonight. Pray that these listeners would receive everything that you have for them tonight. And that they would receive all of it tonight. And now I thank you for that, for what you're doing for them. You're healing their bodies, strengthening their minds, providing for them everything that they have need of, that they can trust you for it. In your mighty name, we pray. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. So let's do that. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what I can have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Isaiah. Woo! Amen. Praise God for the word of God. Isaiah chapter number 35. I want to talk tonight about the joy for the redeemed. The joy of the redeemed. Say, what do you mean redeemed? Well, we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We're going to talk about that tonight. So, I'm going to begin in the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verse 1. It says here, the desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. The crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and will shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the fire hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. The divine retribution, he will come to save you. Turning the page, then will the eyes of the blind be open. and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. That means they'll hear. Hallelujah. Then the lame will leap like a deer. And the mute tongue will whimper. Oh, 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 oh. Let's try that again. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened. Ears of the deaf will hear. The lame will leap like a deer. And the mute will, the mute tongue will shout. And they will shout for joy. Hallelujah. Yes. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool. The thirsty ground will become bubbling springs. And the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way, meaning the way of God. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them. And sorrow and sighing will flee away. So, what we see here tonight is God's the Redeemer. The time of redemption, the Redeemer comes. And what will happen is, you know, so we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, part of what that bought for us was redemption as well as salvation. He paid the price for us so that we would not be bound by the old covenant and have to go kill an animal in order to talk to God. In order to get all these animals from the flock, that would be very expensive and very time-consuming. Otherwise, I think some of us would be broke just from all the animals that we'd have to kill and slaughter and bring to the temple and all that other stuff. It would not be easy stuff. And I doubt you could do it on the internet either. And furthermore, I don't think you can just email. You can't email God. You know, screenshots of the different animals that you, of your burnt offerings and what have you. No. Oh, man. All right. But he, part of what he brought for us was our redemption. And then it says in that chapter, you know, a redeemer will come. Isaiah could see things well into the future, hundreds of years into the future. He knew Jesus was going to come. He knew it. He, when he says stuff like that, it's not void. He doesn't say something so that it can later just be void. It's not void. It's true. It's for us. Thank you, Jesus. Be glad. Some of you people need a healing right now. And for what we read tonight said, then their eyes, their blind eyes, will be open. Their deaf ears will be open and be able to hear. The lame will walk. And the mute tongue, the tongue that hasn't spoken. And I'm not talking about an infant. I'm talking about mute. They'll shout to God. Yes. That's part of what that means for us, folks, is healing. And that doesn't just apply to these four conditions. That can mean all kinds of other conditions. You know, all the different parts of our bodies. You know, heart, kidney, liver, bladder, colon, sinuses, your pancreas, back, necks, legs, knees, feet, spines, you know, you know, name a body part, face, you know, whatever. So that's part of what happened. Deliverance. And so, and you know what else it would give for them to be redeemed? Joy. Some people, I imagine some people, I feel like some of you who are listening to this program haven't had any joy in a long time. Some of you probably have not laughed in months. And about that, the Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. It's good to laugh. Start at the mirror. Because some people will just take everything so seriously, they never laugh at all. It's good for you to laugh. Because laughter is good for us. And part of what it says, you know, there is that the sorrow would be turned into joy. In places in the Bible, it tells us that he turned mourning into dancing. He turned sorrow into joy. And part of that redemption package, when you've been saved, you've been redeemed. Saved, delivered, healed, redeemed. It's a great package. Called a package of Calvary. That's what we get with Jesus. It's a great package with so many benefits in it. He paid the price for our sins. And it all comes in a package for us. And I just think, you know, about my Jesus. I just go, you know, it's a great package we have with Jesus. We have a great friend in him. You just trust him. Lean on him no matter what. And you know, you trust and obey him. Lean on him. Don't lean on your own understanding. Lean on him. And it'll be great for you. And if you just trust in him, then you can have all these promises. And I think about the book of Isaiah, and I just go, wow. Obviously, he heard from God. He knew things from God, and he was able to prophesy these things, like about Jesus. And about even like the year of favor of the Lord and all these different things, including the judgment and all for Israel. But you know, what I look at what we read tonight, and I just think about that and I say, I receive it in my life. So be it in my life, Lord Jesus. And that what we read tonight was just great things. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for this word tonight. Thank you for your redeeming power, your healing power, your saving power for us. Thank you that you are moving on our behalf. You do know what we have need of. Thank you that we would believe in you tonight. We would believe in you. We would trust in you. And that we would just, you know, follow your word. Be hearers, doers of the word, and not hearers only. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in terms of a couple football games, a couple of these are ones I didn't mention last night. But last night, the Chargers beat the Broncos 17-14 in a rather defensive game. On Sunday, the Eagles beat the Cowboys 28-14 and remain undefeated. That was sort of a surprise to me, but I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. I mean, I picked the Cowboys, but your picks don't always go the way they're going to go. Oh, speaking of my picks not going the way I think they're going to go, Falcons beat the 49ers by a similar score in San Francisco. So my NFL picks flew down the drain 0-2. And if I was to pick Alabama, Mississippi on Saturday, Alabama and Tennessee, Alabama at Tennessee on Saturday, this past Saturday, I honestly would have picked Alabama. No, not a bias, I just felt like Alabama would have been able to pull it off, but they weren't. Tennessee beat them with Rocky Top, of course. And I don't know what the fascination is with Rocky Top. I mean, if you want to talk about naming something after a fight song, I think of Hail to the Victors. Or That Team to the South battle cry at the college level. Now that Team to the South does use Across the Field, which is the same as their other fight song, which Dow High uses. I wish they wouldn't use that one. I don't know why they use it, but talk about. But I was just saying that about Rocky Top. That's what made me think of these certain fight songs. And then I thought Michigan State was going to lose to Wisconsin. They didn't. So how did my picks go? Well, there I say it. We kind of had a bit of a slide this weekend. As of the six games I picked, only three of the games predicted. Only three of the games went the way that I had predicted based on winning team. Only three. And the Michigan game was, not only did it go as I had planned as far as the winning team, but it was a wider margin than I had thought it would be. It was a wider margin. So I thought that was pretty cool. Tomorrow night, I will have some more football games to pick. The Lions back on the docket. Michigan and Michigan State will be off, though. The big Midland Dow game. So I have to find a couple different college games that I can pick. I'll be looking at that tonight and tomorrow to hopefully come up with a couple good college games that I can pick. All right, folks. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody. I'll talk to y'all next time.